Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey everybody, Nathan For You continues its new season on Comedy Central. Nathan Fielder, the comedian who brought you Dumb Starbucks and Pig Saves Goat, is back with more outlandish ideas to help real small businesses. This is his most ambitious season yet. You gotta see it to believe it. Nathan For You airs on Comedy Central Thursdays at 10, 9 Central, or anytime on the Comedy Central app. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name, still clapping, I love it. Enthusiastic Thursday night. My name is Doug, and you know what I love?
Movies.
It kind of screws up the timing of it. And I love movies.
And this is Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, in LA, everybody knows their cue, and if you give them the wrong cue, they just go, nope, give me the right one. Once again, we're at the hottest of our two Hollywood homes, the Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard. It's Thursday, October 22nd, the day after Back to the Future Day, 2015. Let me see your name tags, Los Angeles. Oh, we got some nice ones. We got a helmet. What is that? Is that a... he looked around, like, which helmet are you talking about? What's that a helmet from? It's a Skywalker fighter helmet, but it looks really light.
It's
like made out of like styrofoam or paper or something?
It's the plastic.
Super cheap. All right. All right. And zookeeper? What's your name?
Danielle.
Danielle? How's that fit into zookeeper? She's trying to explain it.
Animal lover.
Animal lover. Oh, okay. And then the other half is 101 Dalmatians. So you just put together two movies that have animals that you love in them, and you just threw Danielle in between the two. I like that. I wonder if they have there's a firehouse right out back here that they all freak out when I start smoking weed, but do you guys, do you know if they have a dog? Do they have a Dalmatian over there? I don't know. And then this guy's got all the Karate Kid movies on a poster, and then it says Daniel-san at the bottom. You'll need to show the rest of the audience. And your name is Daniel. See, I'm really good at figuring these things out after almost 10 years. Well, thank you to everybody who did bring name tags and just for showing up and buying a ticket. I'm doing a stand-up at Comedy Works in Denver this Sunday, and you know what? It's breaking news. It's sold out, so I didn't need to mention it. Doug Loves Movies is... Sometimes things happen after I write it down. Doug Loves Movies is back here at Meltdown Comics next Tuesday, October 27th. And then we're going to be out at the Improv in Tampa, Florida on Halloween, Saturday, October 31st. So I've been forgetting to remind the listeners, if you're coming to the Tampa show, wear a costume name tag. Like, put that helmet on and change your name legally to Luke. Or is your name Luke?
No.
What is your name?
Charlie.
So Charlie's name tag is a... Oh, it says Charlie Wars on your... Okay. Good job. Well done. Yeah, wear some costumes, costume name tags, Floridians. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Goosebumps, which did not give me goosebumps. And the number two movie is The Martian, which also did not give me goosebumps. So if you're a kid, you'll probably like Goosebumps better. If you're an adult, watch The Martian. This has been Watch This, Not That. Apologies to Jack Black edition. From, you know, it's just not, you know, he was a producer on it, and he's, you know, he's, it's not bad. Did you guys see Goosebumps?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No.
No? Is it the same assessment I have, that it's just for kids?
Yeah.
No. And would kids like it, though?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening with movies in this world. It just sort of feels like if it's got a name that people recognize, you know, it's kind of like voting for president. From the corrections department, Paul Rudd is not in Funny People, and Sandy Bullock won the Oscar for Blindside and not All About Steve. The prize bag is, I brought an Uber Eats bag again. I don't want to promote Uber Eats because they're not a sponsor, but they do bring me a nice bag every time I order from them, and it works perfectly for carrying all this shit. First of all, this is not shit. You're going to be honored to have this in your home. This is an artwork with my face that a fan gave me, and it's a nice frame, and it's got a lot of marijuana leaves on there, and just listeners to the podcast, check out this reaction when I show this to everybody. I don't know if that's the reaction I would have gotten if I didn't cue you guys to give it a reaction. My friend Doogie Horner, who's not here but is a talented artist and makes fun books, sent me a copy of his new one, which there's also a press release. Let's see when it's supposed to be released. It's called Some Very Interesting Cats Perhaps You Weren't Aware Of. And it's just a series of drawings of interesting cats. And it's going to be out, I think it's out sometime this month. And let me just pick one as an example, since you guys are so good at reacting. Could you grab that for me? Not a lady. You're more manly than that guy. I'm just going to pick one at random. Find an interesting cat. Mitts, and he's a politician. Being a Democrat came naturally to Mitts. He had no problem towing the party line. He was pro-sunbeam, pro-tuna, and anti-bath. He believed in lower countertops and higher scratching posts and supported increased funding for both yarn and laser pointer research. There was only one part of his job he couldn't stand, the darn kittens. And then the picture is of a politician cat holding a crying kitten, uncomfortably. So it's a whole book of that. It's so cute and fun. All right, and then we've got a copy of Schmovie, the smaller, easier for me to carry around edition. I was on At Midnight this week, and so I got an At Midnight t-shirt that's too small for me to wear, because I'm up to triple XL now. Oh, this is awesome. Taylor Swift Sippy Cup. 1989 World Tour. It's a nice item. I think it's machine washable. This is neat. I want to say her name is Jenica in San Francisco. Last night gave me She makes lighters with, you know, my stuff on them, and this is like a promotional tool lighter. It's the album cover on a lighter. So I'm keeping one of those and giving one away. And then, oh, the bag is so deep. A little Tito's handmade vodka pouch, I guess you'd call it. I don't know why I have that. And I mean, I do love Tito's. And a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. And whatever my guests brought tonight. Please give a big, warm LA Thursday night welcome to Ben Bailey, Mike O'Brien, and Sam the Ma'am Levine.
Thank you.
Have a seat, fellas, and audience. Good job standing up for the guests. I love it when that happens.
That was phenomenal.
Right? Normally, wasn't that exciting?
Yeah, normally you have to be like Kirk Douglas at the Oscars to get a standing O.
Or Kirk Douglas on this show, right?
Yep.
Would he get one?
I think so. Well,
probably.
I'm trying to institute an all standing ovations all the time policy. But I don't tell the guests ahead of time, so they feel pretty good about themselves.
Yeah.
Until this part where
yeah,
I say
now it's
it,
all over.
That I told the audience to do that.
Did not know.
Sam Levine is back, everybody. Oh, hang on, Ben.
Thank you. It's been too long. Oh, no, Mike, no, you don't have to. Thank you.
Mike O'Brien stands for Sam Levine.
Could you ask the crowd to move back a little bit?
What do you mean, move back a little bit?
They're too close.
They're too close to you?
Yeah, I assume that's what was happening when they all stood up. I thought they were just like, we're a little too close. We're going to move back.
I'm just kidding, you guys.
Yeah, I never saw the part on Cash Cab where you're like, let me move my seat further away from the audience.
No matter what I say.
Yeah.
The first always, thing out of my mouth.
It's always going to be about Cash Cab till the day we die.
I'm sorry, Sam. Sam Levine, everybody.
Sam Levine is here, you guys. It's been a while. Good to have him back. Why are you laughing?
Mike almost did another standing ovation for my second round of applause.
And what's going on, Sam? What have you been up to? You making motion pictures, TV shows? What's the deal?
I was filming a streaming series in Austin, Texas the last 2 months. And Austin's an awesome city. Big shout out to them. But I missed you guys terribly. I'm happy to be home.
What's the streaming show called?
It's called Crunch Time. And I cannot, only because I don't know, I cannot tell you when and where you'll be able to see it. But it will be online and eventually.
This sounds like a Canadian girlfriend to me. I haven't been able to do anything in LA because I've been so busy pretending to make a show in Austin. Yep.
A number of projects in the Niagara Falls area.
Yep. Austin is a great place. I'd go there for any reason.
I know.
I do. I'm going to be at Fun 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 Fest in a few weeks in November. But Sam, what did you bring
also
for the prize bag?
Oh, I'm very excited about
I'm
what I brought
always excited
here.
About
I
what
brought,
you bring.
I brought two Broken Lizard titles. I brought their first feature, Puddle Cruiser, which if you haven't seen is very funny. I brought Broken Lizard Stands Up, which is a big stand-up special they all did. And then I brought A Practical Guide to Field Dressing, which if you're in the market...
Pass those down, thanks.
If you're in the market for some big game hunting...
God, it's like the cover is a guy just digging his hands into a dead animal.
Yes, that's correct.
Like it's a tauntaun and he needs somewhere warm to hang out.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Field dressing
is what
practical field dressing.
Yeah, practical. As opposed to impractical.
Yeah,
field
right.
Dressing.
Or practical field dressing jokes. You pretend the animal's dead. When your friend goes to put his hands inside the animal, it jumps up and everybody has a good laugh.
Yeah.
Except the animal. All right. Well, thanks for all of that, Sam.
Oh, my pleasure.
And
that's a very impressive
Puddle Cruiser
grouping.
Or all of it. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, no. Sam's got
I feel
amazing.
Like shit about what I brought now.
Well, you do? Well, I'm going to have to thanks introduce lot, you now because you won't shut up. It's Ben Bailey, everybody.
I was politely waiting until you were done before I started talking, Doug.
You were?
Yeah.
I did not notice that part.
I was interrupting a little bit.
Seems more like what Mike is doing.
Like I would start to talk and then I would wait until you stopped.
The old
and then I would
start and wait.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be like, hey, how about?
What do you got in the bag? You have your own bag. Oh, he brought a little rubber ducky. It's a big bag for a little rubber ducky.
Rubber duck. Here you go.
Oh, you're gonna just hand me this little duck,
yeah.
And then
yeah.
There's more.
Yeah, but it sucks.
What do you mean it sucks? You brought a newspaper?
Cool. What? That's so cool.
It's not just any newspaper. It's the Back to the Future USA Today.
Oh. Yeah.
It has Martin McFly Jr. being arrested for theft as the main story on the cover. I don't know if you saw it.
But. Wait, they did. They do bit issues.
Yeah, this is the actual. It's just like the.
Are they like? Are we doing real news today, or should we do a bit?
Dude, it's crazy. The entire
Mike,
first
that's,
page.
That's
is
USA
like,
Today.
It's like
every day is the bit
USA
issue.
Today, The Onion.
It was a special, kind of very special. Day yesterday.
Yeah.
I wish that though that like it would change like it does in the movie, like just alternate between two different. Because of course in the movie eventually it says what does it change to? I just saw the movie last night.
Local gang arrested or something. Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Black, yeah. And it's a picture of Griff being arrested. Yeah. And my favorite though is Doc Brown's newspaper that he holds up.
Right.
It changes for him from being committed to being commended. Like thank you, Doc Brown.
No, they can't change a lot of letters.
And what, yeah. And what about George McFly? Do you remember what his change is from?
He's dead.
Right,
I think.
Murdered to honored.
Honored.
Right.
Honored for being dead.
For being alive.
Oh, he's still alive. That's
and
right.
He's like running Black Lives Matter. They they predicted all of this.
And that's first time guest Mike O'Brien, everybody.
Oh, guys, thank you.
The guy, so great. All mics were named after him. All microphones are called Mike in his honor. He's commended. I even like that So it says Hill Valley edition on the front, but it's only the joke is only this first page, right? It doesn't go through
the
whole paper. Because
yeah.
Also, they put out regular ones yesterday. Because when I heard that they did this, I went to get one, and the one that's like free in the hotel lobby was just a regular one.
And I bet you're like, oh, this is fun. Back to the Future stuff. And then you open and it's like a million people starve somewhere or something.
You're oh, I'm so excited about Back to the Future. Benghazi? Mike?
Or a million people starved.
Right, yeah, that's... Do they do that news still?
What? Do people still starve here?
Yeah.
In this country? I think so.
A million people
just go outside and look around.
I mean, it doesn't make the papers, you know.
Yeah, man starves in Hollywood doesn't make the papers, really.
No.
But it's happening right outside these doors.
It should.
I didn't mean to bring all you guys down.
But think about it.
While we're talking to Mike on his first time appearance on the show, you are hilarious in the motion picture that I believe is still available to view on Netflix called Staten Island Summer.
Is there an end time to these? Are they like...
Yeah, Netflix movies come and go. You can go to a website that warns you when a movie's about to leave.
Really?
And tells you about what titles they're about to acquire. Like if you're sitting around going, when are they going to get Cruel Intentions with Reese Witherspoon? You can just look on the site and they're like, it's going to be here on November 8th, you perv. This is not a situation that actually happened between me and that website, but when can I see Reese Witherspoon make out with that Selma?
What's her name?
Hayek, maybe?
No.
Blair?
Blair. Selma Blair.
Yeah, yeah.
I was asking Sam Levine, don't get in the habit of yelling out answers, audience. Pointing to you.
Oh, also, there's a CVS plastic bag.
Oh, yeah. You
get those are reusable.
Plastic bag.
Totally reusable.
Yeah, totally reusable bag.
This bag was
That's
up
the
for the part of the bag
that.
In American Beauty, but it went to a lighter, thinner, better-looking bag.
Yeah, nothing against that bag, but it is not the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
God damn it, Hollywood and your treatment of bags.
It's a very functional bag.
Yeah, and what did you bring for the bag, Mike?
I've got...
Is it your Speedo that you wore in Staten Island Summer?
It is not. They did have to burn that for religious purposes. This is called 80 Million Eyes. It's by Ed McBain. It's in the 87th Precinct series, if you guys have read all those. I love this book. You think 80 million eyes, at some point there's going to be like they open a door or something and there's like 80 million eyeballs. Or they just mean a popular TV show in the 70s, so 40 million viewers. But the guy's murdered. It turns out he's poisoned. Spoilers. But this is a signed copy.
Oh!
Signed by
me.
Okay, perfect. I was worried it would be signed by the author.
Oh, that'd be the best.
Who would want that?
Like 80 yeah. million eyes with 40 million viewers is very optimistic.
It's a lot. Well,
I agree.
That's a large number of people. There's going
to
be a few.
That's what used to happen when there were three channels. Yeah.
You didn't just sign it. You really wrote something very sweet in there. You wrote, "Dear you," and the date, and enjoy the McBain. The guy was poisoned.
Oh. Yeah. The end of the book is the guy was poisoned.
And then it says, "I love you." Asterisk, and then you go down to the bottom and it says, "Or we'll learn to love you."
Like an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
Whoever gets this, I hope I love you, and if I don't, I'll find it.
Fair enough. Sam, have you been to the movies lately? Have you seen anything? Any motion pictures?
Unfortunately, the most recent picture I saw was the M. Night Shyamalan project.
Why is that unfortunate?
I like to go to the movies more, but I was unable to due to my work schedule.
So that wasn't a slam of the film?
No. I didn't
good.
Dislike the movie, but I had a problem when I saw it, which was I went to the Alamo Draft House in Austin, and right before our movie started, I went to the men's room. And then the previous showing of the film got out, and there were two dudes also in the bathroom with me at the same time. And the one guy, I will not use his exact words, but he essentially said,
"Spoiler alert,
bro,
spoiler
I can't
alert.
Believe Darth Vader is Luke's dad. That's crazy." Of the visit, right there as I'm 3 minutes.
The visit's version of that, because I'm sure there's
Vader.
Something colossal. I'm sure one of the biggest reveals in motion picture history happens in The Visit.
Yeah.
The movie made by the guy who has a fucking twist in every goddamn movie he's made except for Last Airbender.
Sure.
Right? Maybe there wasn't much of a twist in the lady and the lady
airbenders.
Drowns in the pool or whatever that was called. Yeah.
We've got a lady in our apartment pool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big arm guy.
Yeah, there's a lady. Maybe she lives in 3B, but right now she's in the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the twist of that one. Knowing the twist of The Visit ruins the visit.
It ruined it a bit for me.
Okay.
But I still, I don't know, there were parts of it that I didn't mind. I thought they only made the movie for $5 million. And it looked really good for that amount of money in today's filmmaking economy.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard to go to a movie and sit there and go, well, I should be entertained because they did not spend too much money on it.
Yeah.
They did not have a decent budget, and yet I'm still here.
Yep.
I don't know.
It's got the worst trailer, a radio trailer. I live in LA now, so you hear movie previews on the radio sometimes.
Yeah.
And it was I assumed it was a comedy sketch. It was like... don't quote me exactly on this, but it was something like, "Grandmas are fun. Come on in, sweetie. Grandmas are cool. Here you go." And then she was like, "Also, get into the oven. The Visit." And I was like, "Oh, is that what group is making fun of like the worst horror movie ever?" And it was like, "No one. This is real.
It's a real film."
That was it.
Now I know what movie you went to see.
It's the Get in the Oven
before?
Movie.
I wasn't sure.
It's the other Get in the Oven thing that's not Hansel and Gretel.
Yeah.
It's the other one.
Is the spoiler that they don't get in the oven?
I don't want to confirm.
Turns out they just run away when she asks them to get in the oven.
Yeah.
And Knight's like, "What a twist." No one saw that coming, that there would be no horror whatsoever. everyone gets away.
It's a totally peaceful movie about a visit to grandma's house.
But that's
They have a picnic and then they go to bed. Yeah. And that's the fucking end. And he's like,
that's it. Yeah.
She's even, fooled all of you fuckers, didn't I?
She's even like, oh, I'm having trouble lighting the pilot light in the oven, so we can't even cook the children tonight. What about, I was going to say.
He's in the reflection of the door of the oven on the other side of the kitchen, just for a second.
Is that a Jurassic Park reference?
No, he does that in all his movies.
Oh, okay.
He's Alfred Hitchcock or something.
Oh, okay. I just thought of a reflection of a dinosaur in an appliance or a kitchen.
That was actually at home in your kitchen.
I think we learned something from what Sam said, though.
What's
and that?
That
is, shut the fuck up in the bathroom. I don't want you talking about anything, but especially the ending of the movie you just saw in a fucking multiplex.
Yep.
Where, or a place where there's another showing, and poor Sam Levine is standing there.
Yep.
Having to listen to it.
Yeah. I was really upset about it.
Did you say something to those guys?
Oh, I did.
You say, shut up, you cocks?
No, I said, are you fucking kidding me? And the guy goes, what? And I was like, bro, not everyone just got out of the same movie you did.
Right.
And the guy goes, oh, my bad.
It's my bad. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Like, say the why, motherfucker.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. That's what really bothered me. He didn't take real ownership.
There's no apostrophe there.
Not only did he ruin the movie, but he mispronounced my bad.
Yep.
That guy is a terror, I don't know why he's living in Austin, because people there are cool.
People are cool there.
Not
the Draft House is
guy.
For real cinema people.
They should add that to the Draft House. Draft House has very aggressive don't talk during the movie campaigns that they show before the movie. Yeah. And they should add and zip it in the bathroom.
But do chew loudly.
Fucking,
that's their other.
Do chew loudly.
Do chew loudly.
It's hard
but
to yell
don't
at someone
talk.
For chewing loudly, because generally they don't know they're doing it. And then once you've yelled at them, they have to be defensive about it.
It's a no-win situation.
That's like dating advice, I feel like we've moved over to. That felt like intimate.
That's a glimpse into my childhood. I don't know about anybody else.
Mike, have you been to the movies lately and had them ruined in the bathroom?
I went to the movies and then had a great time in the bathroom, so...
Just tell us about the movie.
No. I get what you're looking to find out. Sure, I'll go there, Doug. Bathrooms can be terrible, or they can be a lot of fun. And what did I see last?
You were the other guy in his story?
Yeah. It's a time to debrief with your buds.
All right, let's break down the plot step by step.
I can't believe
Sam takes a shit.
They just shove that old lady and run off. They're fine. That was the end.
If a movie comes on, if it's on VOD and in theaters at the same time, I go to the theater where it's playing and go in the bathroom and watch it on the phone and yell out spoilers while I'm taking a dump.
I saw Everest and it was all spoiled because I read.
Yeah, you already
into
knew.
Into thin air. And the only exciting things to me were based on my brain not being great. Like that I read the book 5 years ago or something and I was like, I can't remember if this one dies. That one I'm on the fence about. She might die, but maybe she makes it back down. Because people die in that movie.
But they didn't change anything to the best of your knowledge?
No, I mean, it's fact.
True story,
it's real.
Yeah, but they're very...
they could have made
character development
fun.
Is pretty vague on a lot of the people who died. Like, they could have been just, extra died.
They
but,
were like, who's that guy that died Thursday?
That's the most moving part of the movie to me, or most interesting, is just when they finally show you the real people at the end, and with each one you go, good casting, or no, that guy does not look like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, that exists in this one, and I've had a lot of conversations recently, maybe two, about...
You've had two conversations lately?
I've had two
You're kind
conversations
of a loner.
Lately. One was okay. But we're like, if you make a movie about real people, and then you show us, like, during the credits or something, this happened in Straight Outta Compton, that happens with a bunch of them, where suddenly in the credits... you see the real people in real footage, it always makes me just want documentaries. I'm just like, Oh, you have footage of like young Eazy-E coming out of a thing and talk. Just show me that for an hour and a half. I enjoyed that movie, but I will always prefer real footage. Like, I haven't seen Ali, and I'm sure Will Smith does a great job. I'm sure he always knows where the lens is. He's doing great. But
when's that coming out? Is that a new one?
That's coming out soon. Are we in 2004?
I'm sure Will Smith did a great job in that movie over a decade ago. Let's talk about it.
There's no way to know. We have footage of the real ones. And
right.
So,
like speaking of Jake Gyllenhaal, he's great in Nightcrawler, but the real guy, there's footage of him.
Is there?
No, it's a fake thing. It's a fake thing entirely. I know, you were like, Nightcrawler is real?
Have you seen this Nightcrawler guy? He's the worst. There's Springer footage. He would definitely be on Springer.
It's a documentary about Alan Cumming. That's a deep cut. That's a deep nerd cut right there.
Who?
Alan Cumming.
Why?
He plays Nightcrawler in the X-Men.
Oh,
Nightcrawler in the X-Men.
Okay.
Thanks for making me explain it.
All right. Well, you know, the listeners need to know. They're not going to jump on the internet to figure that one out.
I knew what you meant, Sam.
Thanks, Ben.
So which one did he play that in?
In X-Men 2 and 3, I think.
Oh, okay. What else has that guy been in?
Alan Cumming?
Yeah.
Well, he was in Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh. But he's not...
Touché.
What's the name of the guy Cummings with an S? What's his first name?
I don't know.
Brad?
Yes.
Do we get to guess?
Brad?
I just got confused with somebody else. Ben, what about you? Have you seen anything lately?
Yeah, I saw American Sniper.
Just
watched that.
Just watched it.
And out with Ali at the same time.
I still then, haven't seen it because I'd rather just see real footage of the guy just shooting people.
It's not a real guy. I'm not getting fooled for this twice.
I just want to see a documentary about plastic babies being made and then how one was rushed over to the set of American Sniper. And Clint Eastwood was like, I'm 80, I don't care.
Did that really happen?
Oh, you didn't notice? You're probably watching it on a small screen.
Do they have any footage of that?
The baby, yeah, it's on the internet. The baby that Bradley Cooper is holding is clearly a doll in one scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very clearly.
I must have been drunk or high.
Yeah, well.
No, I watched it on a very large screen, and I was very close, and I didn't fucking notice the fake baby.
You were riveted to Bradley's face and Sierra Miller and all the great work that they were doing.
I just don't notice fake babies. I just have a thing about that.
Oh, yeah, Alan Cumming. Yeah, of course. That's exactly who I was thinking about.
Yeah. He's also in GoldenEye.
Yeah. With the pen.
Yeah,
in GoldenEye.
You got it.
Yeah. He's in Cabaret. I just thought he was talking about somebody else, but they had a similar name. I just couldn't figure out what fuck was happening.
That was a whole conversation ago.
Yeah. I work on
you
a
were
lot
thinking
of levels.
Of,
yeah.
That was all the conversations that he's had recently ago.
Let's be honest. Was your conversation more interesting to me? No. So I was still thinking about Sam.
Whoa,
you brought
thanks.
Up a movie that's,
oh,
that's,
a lot,
that's super old.
It's newer than fucking
cares?
Ali.
He did not say, I just saw Ali.
Ali is
who
no,
I just saw
Ali
Everest.
Is new enough.
Hang on.
Look who's also, not paying attention, Ben.
I also watched Lawrence of Arabia and Gone with the
Would you like
Wind.
Some lemonade? I don't give a damn. So,
correct.
I had fun quotes from both Next. Of those movies immediately after he said them, and nobody cares. We've got to talk about current films, Ben.
Well, American Sniper is relatively
Did you like it?
When does that, like, did you change the format of the show or
the
something?
The format of the show now is
it used to
fucking
be a thing about, like,
sense,
don't fucking talk
relevant.
First and that didn't fucking happen. Like, what's going on?
Is oh, I didn't say who got the Pete Holmes Award.
No,
tonight?
You didn't, there was no mention.
Yeah, well, because.
Like, you're changing
it,
shit.
Because it
up
wasn't
and I'm
you.
Just supposed to know? Right, if it was me, you would have been like, don't talk first, dick.
Yes, exactly.
And made a cash
cow. Now
joke.
You're figuring it out. Let's do it. Let's have a stoplight challenge.
This isn't your show, Ben Bailey. You're not driving this fucking cab, are you?
just invite me into these things to fucking abuse me.
When you, when you drove over in your Uber, did you ask him a lot of quiz questions?
I grew up with that duck.
Guys, can we please talk about American Sniper?
Yes. Yes.
Did you like it?
And don't spoil anything.
Oh, I wish you could see the fucking face that you just gave me. Somehow on audio, that was fucking priceless. I was bored.
I still haven't gotten around to seeing
it. It was laugh out loud funny. It was fucking brutal. Holy fuck. I couldn't believe the shit I was seeing.
Oh, very violent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I've only seen the baby scene.
Yeah.
And everyone lives.
It was so fake, though.
They pulled a Lincoln.
It was fucking violent as fuck.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what?
It means the thing, because it's based on a true story, and the thing you know is that at some point is going to happen, completely happens after the fact off screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's right.
I like.
I'm not a fan.
I'm like,
not
I saw fan. It, and I don't know what you're
that
talking
about.
I kind of like, though, this new biopic thing where, or biopic, if you like to say it that way, and right. Seem like you don't know what you're talking about.
Sound like a fool.
Yeah. I think those movies, it's interesting. I thought I liked Lincoln, and it was just about one specific thing. Yeah. And I also liked Steve Jobs. Because of the way it just sort of, it's not like, it doesn't just follow through his whole life. It's
right.
It picks very specific moments.
You know what other movie does that? Ali. Yeah.
We have no footage of Abraham Lincoln.
It did? Right. Was Ali just all about one big fight or something?
Yeah.
It was the rumble in the jungle or whatever?
Yeah, it ends in, what, 74 or 77, whatever that was?
I haven't gotten to see it yet.
The documentary.
I'm just excited
about it.
Plenty
of time. You have plenty of time.
A documentary about that fight is like you were saying earlier, is way more amazing than watching Ali. It's way better.
A lot of people were saying that, which I have not seen the movie The Walk, but I have seen Man on Wire. And I was like, I can't imagine.
Exactly.
I cannot imagine, as great as Zemeckis is, how this is going to be more interesting than the documentary.
It's not.
Okay.
I'm here to verify that it's not.
Okay.
But it is. It's fun that Joseph Gordon-Levitt has a silly accent.
Yeah.
Because when you're watching Man on Wire, you're like, this guy is French, and that's how he speaks.
Yep.
And you don't sit there the whole time going, this is fucking ridiculous. And then the other thing is just, though, that Zemeckis is obviously kind of in his... As he's gone on in years, he's less interested in story and more interested in visuals and animation and 3D and plane crashes. Oh. And so The Walk is fun and amazing because the documentary Man on Wire is cameras that are very far away from the wire.
Right.
And the movie takes, you're on the fucking wire with him. And if you're not into heights, if you're not into that sort of thing, if you're not into standing on very tall buildings that no longer exist, and think, it's fucking creepy as fuck watching it. You're like, well, that's great that he knows how to survive getting from one of those buildings to the other. Good for that one guy.
Wait, so they all tried to go from one...
They did.
Yeah.
They all, like Jeremy Renner was shooting arrows across with wires attached to them and trying to make it so people could get across. And
I love the arrow aspect of that.
Yeah.
That is the best, that they got a string on an arrow. That's how they got the wire. Mm-hmm. Man on Wire.
But that's like the best 3D shot in the movie is them practicing the shooting the wire across. It goes right into the camera. If you've seen the trailer for The Walk in IMAX, you do not need to see The Walk because it shows every great shot, every 3D shot, which don't look that much better when you have the dumb glasses on your face.
Yeah.
There you have it. It's a technical achievement, but it's not.
Then I'm going to do that movie the disservice it deserves and watch it on my iPhone screen.
Good. You still might be like, whoa.
I was saying
I'm so high the entire time, but that's confusing when I say it.
Then I'll watch it on like an old, like a 3G iPhone. Just to really get the pixels down.
All right.
All right, it's a good plan. Thanks, Dan.
Sam, are you excited to try reverse Malton tonight?
I am so excited. I've heard a lot about it.
I think you're
going
to be quite good at it.
Well, we'll see.
I have a feeling, yeah. But we'll get to that in a second after a few other games because it's time for me to say, what are you looking for, Ben?
I don't know.
Trying to cheat and look at the answers?
No, not trying to.
Where'd you keep the answers on Cash Cab? Could the passengers look over your shoulder?
In his earbud.
Yeah, they
did. In my brain. I had them in my brain.
You knew them already?
Yeah.
But then they tell you in your head if you needed help to remember or...
No, I knew them.
You knew them.
Yeah. By then I knew them.
It's totally okay if you didn't know.
No, I know. No, I know.
So in your ear, they're more like, make a left, make a left. Like, were they more about navigation than about... than about... I'm fascinated by this
show. You're driving into an airport.
The harder part to remember was the questions than the answers. The answers are easy. Once you've like been
quizzed. You had to memorize the question? You didn't have a cheat sheet for that?
No, I studied them.
Because the passengers are sitting right there, so how could he... So, and he's driving.
They would help me. If I stumble on the questions, they would help me to get the question out right.
Oh, okay, cool.
But by then I knew the answer.
They'd say it in your ear like one of those scenes in a movie where a spy is, you know, in a situation and they're helping him out in his ear.
It's right. When Ali is landing.
Like I wasn't here listening.
Mike tries to bring everything back to Ali.
Feel me, he's
got to be met. Mike O'Brien, that guy will not shut up about Ali.
And he hasn't seen it.
He hasn't even seen it. He's obsessed with it. Probably the only time that the Smiths, Pinkett, and Will have been in a movie together. Right, Sam?
I think Pursuit of Happiness may have featured.
She's in there?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Wait. I thought you meant the dad and the kid.
No, that's...
What's the
well, there's always going to be at least two of them in everything they do because yeah. They're a fucking empire, but I don't think... I think he's acted with her before.
Maybe the only one.
Yeah, maybe.
I can't think of another one.
Okay.
That seems like it's going to be a great movie.
Which one?
Ali. If there's ever... Which one in your brain you can just assume with me?
Let the games begin!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're going to start with a newish game that I love to play called Doug Loves Musicals. But before we do that, each of you has to pick a name tag of a person that you would like to play for. We've got a few here tonight. Some pretty good ones. So just physically go grab a name tag from somebody. And while you do that, we're not going to go to a break because the only commercial in this episode was before the show started. So I'll sing a little song. Good idea, Ben. Ben Bailey is the worst man alive. Ben Bailey, he can't even drive. The car was operated by a robot. Welcome back. Who are you playing for, Ben?
I'm playing for Batmanda Begins.
Batmanda Begins. That's a really nice little item. It's small, but effective.
I like the name. I thought it was Batmanda.
Good job, Batmanda. Is there a shithead on the back?
No.
Okay, we'll have to consult with her later on that.
Can I pick another one?
If you don't, if you want to.
I'm just kidding.
It's happened. Who are you playing for, Mike?
I'm playing for Silvana, and she made it so her name is like on the
waterfront.
On the waterfront.
But Silvana Waterfront.
Right. So I guess first we have to make the jump to the title of the movie being On a Waterfront. And then it's Silvana Waterfront. So now it's a more general waterfront, and that's fine. But yeah.
I don't think Brando says the word "the" in the movie. I think he's like, on the waterfront. That's it. I think. I don't know. All right, good job, Silvana. And Sam, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Daniel DiCarlo, who's met this nice thing.
Danielson,
all the Karate Kid movies. And he's put himself and you in the posters for part 2 and 3, and he's put himself in the poster for part 1, but who the hell is that supposed to be with him?
That's me. And I'm supposed to look like Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so weird. I don't know.
Which is why people call me when I get too high. Because I'm so squinty, yeah. They get all racist and shit.
And Daniel also sweetened the pot by offering up
donuts.
Bon Soleil, Bon Appetit, 8 crumb donuts.
Oh, all right.
Little mini donuts here.
Pass now, those down.
Doug. Those are for Doug.
Those might have.
I'm not going to eat them. I'm going to hurl them at people.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
I mean, if anybody's hungry, can anybody use a snack?
Can I eat one before you start?
Yeah, of course you can. Cool. The guest gets first dibs.
Thanks, dude. Oh, yeah.
You've been at the Gramercy when we've thrown donuts, right? That's a huge place. This place.
I threw the first
this place.
Donut.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Just fucking saying.
Let he who is without gluten tolerance throw the first donut. Yeah. They say.
All right. Put your hands up if you want one. I don't want to just hit an innocent person.
Oh, right in the eye.
Right away.
Wow. Come to Doug Loves Movies. You
he
will
puts
be
his hand up. He puts his hand up and hits him right in the face.
He's like, Mike.
Right in the eye. He's in the eye.
Right in the eyeball.
Did you get it off the ground or do you want another one?
It was on my name tag.
Oh, it landed on your lap or whatever, or your name tag. Okay, so
that's
it's
one
good.
One less eyeball.
Sorry about that, man.
Watching McCain.
39,999,000 eyeballs.
Yeah.
Donut
out. I thought I'd err on the side of hitting the guy sitting next to you.
Who else?
Now nice. That was perfection.
Oh,
right
that
there.
Made that good donut slap.
It made a nice
donut catch
slap.
Smack on the hand.
All right, I'm gonna put these over here and just trickle, throw them out throughout the course of the show, because we got to play Doug Loves Musicals. This
Someone's
is a game.
Giggling uncontrollably out there, Doug.
Yeah, well, don't discourage them. It's
no,
a comedy
no,
show.
Talk about it and then we'll make
Stop
it.
Stop laughing, you guys.
That's not what I was saying, man.
Doug Loves Musicals is a game where each of you has to guess out loud into your microphones as soon as you think you know the answer. What movie musical are these songs in?
Okay.
I'm going to start listing songs from a musical. Not that you're, you know, it's not, doesn't mean you don't, you're not smart or you don't like musicals. If you can't think of it, because who memorizes the titles of a bunch of songs in musicals?
You?
No, I had to look it up. I didn't know any of this shit.
You've made it safe for us to fail.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, because sometimes they just sit there and they immediately start going, I saw the look in Ben's face. I don't know musicals. See? You're already doing it.
Right.
Yeah. But you might get this.
I'm not down on
you. You might
game.
Figure it out.
I just feel like
you know
I'm
what musicals are.
It was about me. It wasn't about you.
But you know what musicals are, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when they come out, like, you're aware of them, you just don't go.
I change the channel.
Yeah, okay. Change the channel? Like, if you're watching a game and a commercial for Les Mis comes on, you just,
no.
Guess I can't watch this game anymore.
Not a commercial.
I'll be back later.
Not a commercial for a musical, like an actual musical.
Oh, you mean when the... Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I don't know why you have it on the channel that a musical's on to begin with.
Well, just for a second.
But I'm glad you get out of there when it happens. Yeah. Oh, fuck, this is a musical? Goodbye. What movie musical has all these songs in it? Once and For All.
Sounds like Brigadoon just right off the bat.
That's a terrific guess, Mike. Incorrect. Santa Fe. There's a song called Santa Fe in this musical.
It sounds like Brigadoon.
It's still not Brigadoon. There's a song called High Times, Hard Times.
Brigadoon.
Seems a lot like a town that comes around once in a while. They've got some high times. Like, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Carrying the Banner. Carrying the Banner. And I promise one of you will get it when I get to the very last song in this musical.
Oklahoma. Yeah.
Nope. Seize the Day. There's a song called Seize the Day in this musical.
All of the audience knows it. That's the vibe.
Not all of them.
The vibe. I'm kidding. Just is the there
handful.
Like, seize the day.
Seize the day. And there has not yet been, to the best of my knowledge, a Dead Poets
South
Society
Pacific?
Musical. South Pacific's a good guess. Yeah, it's a real good guess, but no.
Not it? Okay.
Rooftop. There's a song in this musical called Rooftop.
Fiddler on the Roof.
No, there's a song in that called Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh.
Yeah.
Top.
Totally makes sense.
King of New York is a song in this musical.
Guys and Dolls?
No.
Oh my God.
King of
Chicago.
New York? Is it King of New York, Doug?
No.
Oh, fuck, it's the one.
The World Will Know.
It's fucking...
The World Will Know.
West Side Story.
No.
I don't think the world gave a shit about Tony and Maria.
King of... It was in New York.
Escape from Snyder.
One Day at a Time.
Yeah. That's a weird one. Escape from Snyder. Another one is called... There's a woman going crazy over there.
How can they not know a thing I know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know it.
I hate musicals. I've seen every musical. How can everyone not be like me?
This one's a great title for a song in a musical. Fighting Irish, Strike Action.
Rudy.
My lovey-dovey baby. Yeah, right after Strike Action, they start singing My Lovey-Dovey Baby.
Rudy.
No, not Rudy. Not Rudy the musical, but how great would that be? Okay, and this is the last one.
Okay.
And I think it'll give it away.
Yep.
So first one to say it, I'm going to watch your lips.
Okay.
Newsies. Newsies. Prologue.
Tough one. Tough one.
I have to say, I was fully frozen by you saying, I'm going to watch your lips. I got it in my head about, like,
don't move your lips, man.
What do my lips look
Doug's
like?
Watching.
Is Doug going to like my lips?
He's watching our lips, man.
Yeah.
Hold him totally still.
Wow.
I just meant, you know, because some of you are all probably going to say it at the same time.
What a really hollow victory for me.
You're good at that. Let's do a game where I say a word and see which one of you repeats it the quickest.
Exactly.
Are you ready? Let me watch all your lips.
Okay. A dog keeps winning. Okay, go ahead.
Lips.
Lips.
Let's do another one. Let's do another one.
I really gotta steal myself away for this game, Doug.
Here we go. You ready? You ready?
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Dog.
Dog.
Dog bowl. Dog. Whatever you said.
Oh God. Can you? Can this just be the podcast for 35 minutes?
Okay. I have one more.
I'm lightheaded.
Ready?
Yeah.
Grenadine.
Grandini.
Nope. I got nothing.
You put a pause in the middle.
Yeah.
It's not.
They've all been one syllable words. Well, newsies.
We said it just the same way.
Grenadine. What is
I still
this?
Don't know what you said. What did you say? Grenadine? What a weird word.
Grand Theft Auto. Final answer. Oh, no! Oh.
Still good. Still good.
Yeah, it's still good.
Yeah.
Might be even better.
It's not
you don't know
great.
What's on that floor.
Definitely
you don't know
not
what,
great.
You don't know what spices have been poured on that floor. Maybe there was a pumpkin sitting there earlier. It'll have pumpkin flavor. All right, that was great fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it? Are we done?
Yep. Sam wins because he can say a word back the fastest.
That's right.
Only the first time.
Sometimes that's all it takes. Hey, sometimes all you need to win a game is just to go, I don't know, name it. That's real tough. Yeah! That's right!
Wow, how long has that been on your mind?
It just popped in there as we're mocking the Hall of Victory.
Problem,
just popped in there.
As we're mocking the Hall of Victory.
Oh, okay.
What did you do?
I definitely don't want to see Newsies after that list of song titles. I'll say that. No offense to the woman
Santa
who loves
Fe?
Newsies
I've never
the most.
Even seen Newsies. What is Santa Fe?
That was also, I put that there to be misleading because there's a fucking song about Santa Fe in Rent also.
Oh.
Yeah, about how they wish they were, they wish they were in Santa Fe.
You really threw me off with that one,
like,
buddy.
Here's the thing, Ben. When you have AIDS, you wish you were in Santa Fe instead of having AIDS. Is what happens in Rent. Roughly. No, that's not exactly it, but you get the idea.
You were assuming our brains were like, boy, this sounds like Rent. Could be Rent, could be Newsies.
I don't take into account the brains of the contestants when I do this.
Actually, our brains were going, I hope he says a word that I get to yell on top of him saying it.
Because, like, there's a chance one of you would cancel today, and then Christian Bale would be maybe a guest.
Yep.
And he would get it immediately, and everyone would cheer.
Oh, good for you!
That's a good impression of an internet clip.
Yep.
But speaking of Newsies, and we are.
Still.
Did not do well at the box office. How much did that shit make, Sam Levine? You get to bid first. Without going over, how much money did Newsies make at the domestic box office? And as I said, not a success.
Right. I believe at the domestic box office, Newsies made $12 million.
Okay. So Sam says 12. This is without going over, Mike. Price is Right style.
Yes, yes. I'll go six. Six mil.
6 million.
Went
without
to see
going
it.
Over, Ben. Price is Right style.
This is based on absolutely no knowledge of this film whatsoever. I'm going to say $23 million.
See, I kept saying Price is Right style because bidding a dollar would have been an excellent bid. Because all of you lose. It made $2.8 million.
Wow.
That's awesome.
It really did poorly.
It did very poorly.
That's why I even played that game, because I was just curious about how much Newsies made.
I forgot to take into account the age of that movie and how $12 million now would be an epic failure. But $2 million in, what was it, 92? 90,
yeah, it's pretty bad. Like, probably didn't even finish in the top five opening weekend and then was done. But, like the woman in the audience who knew the answer, I'm sure she loves it. Like, there's Newsies fanatics out there.
I like, there was a kind of a reaction, $2 million. Newsies is a great story. I can't believe it only made $2 million.
What happened?
How do you mess up Newsies?
Just My Lovey-Dovey Baby alone should have made more than that.
What was the Fighting Irish Strike Force?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah, and it's all about newspaper boys, and there's a strike, and they're Irish, and they're in New York, and they have to escape from Schneider. I don't know that subplot. Yeah.
It's their Krumpke.
You know, they say the world will know because they're Newsies, and they're standing around the corner yelling about it. Excellent. Rooftop, that's where they go to give each other hand jobs.
It's nice to see nothing's changed in the last century in New York.
All right, so let's play around a Last Man Stanton.
Yes.
And, you know, people on Twitter tell me they've got great great ideas for who to use in this game. Because I like to play along, that's why I don't pick one ahead of time. Where is Yo Christofalis? Christofalis. Is that, am I pronouncing that right?
Christofalis.
Oh, Christofalis.
Close. You're really close, dude.
Christofalis.
Christofalis. You're almost there.
You're really missing a golden opportunity.
And you tweeted to me today that you have an excellent name for Last Man Stanton, so I'll ask Christofalis. Yo, Christofalis. I'll ask him in a second, and then... Who won that? Nobody won the last one, but Sam won the first one, so we'll still start with Sam, and then we'll go to Mike and Ben, and then me, taking turns naming movies that this person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. Or if you say one's not true, I will berate you. Or you'll say one that's not true, and none of us will notice, and I won't hear about it till the next day on Twitter. Yo, Christopheles.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon. Oh, Lord. He's in a lot of movies.
Oh, boy.
So this should be...
Don't try to think of all of them at once.
There's another game.
This should be a deep one.
All right.
Yeah, there's...
they should make a game about him.
And wherever they do it, it should be really cold. I'm talking like 6 degrees. Like they should combine when those guys get into cold water on purpose, the Polar Bear Club,
yeah,
with Kevin Bacon trivia. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
It's just about temperature.
Go, Sam.
Footloose.
That's a good opener because that really introduced him to the world.
Sure did.
Yeah. Mike?
There's one, if we describe it fully, is it good enough? There's
that
one.
Is not going to do it.
He and a bunch of kids got diddled. I'm going to say...
You do that, all you do is help the other contestants. What are you calling it?
I'm going to call it Slingers.
Close. That's pretty close.
Slingers! I don't know who to feel worse for.
I know
for.
That's not the diddle one.
I don't know who to feel worse for, you or Kevin Bacon, that of the 70,000 movies he's in, you only remember the one where he was diddled and then think it's called Swingers.
Slingers.
No, Slingers with an L, yeah.
Yeah. Slingers?
Yes. I mean, my incorrect thing was Slingers, thank you.
All right.
My incorrect
thing. All right, Mike is out.
Slingers.
It's a good try, Mike. Ben?
Sleepers?
Yeah.
That, oh, they did end up releasing it under that title. That's true.
Nice.
Yes, that is what happened eventually with that one.
There's another. Oh, wait, you go next, Tucker.
Yeah, I get to go. Yeah, I'm just going to knock out because I love saying it. National Lampoon's Animal House.
There's another Kevin Bacon movie where a little kid gets diddled. It's called Mystic River.
Oh, diddled to death, right?
Well, not quite.
That's not possible. Quite.
That was also the title of that before
Please
they
tell
went.
Me that's not possible. I need to believe that that can't happen.
I mean, if you diddle somebody long enough, they might starve to death while you're diddling. Ben?
Oh, I was thinking of myself.
Oh, wait, what'd you say?
I was thinking of myself.
Sam?
I said Mystic River.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I gotta write it down. Gotta keep this all official.
Are you really writing shit down?
I'm writing down the answers.
I'm not trying to look.
Just to keep track of which ones we've said already.
The Big Picture.
Oh, interesting. Okay, then that makes me want to say The River Wild.
I'll go with Apollo 13.
That's a good one.
I thought of one.
Oh. That'll be fun for us to hear about after the game is over. But let's see if one of us says it, though.
Tough but fair.
Ben?
The Woodsman.
Ooh. Whoa, that's an interesting pull. You seem to like some dark shit. I'm going to go a little lighter and say, she's having a baby.
I'll keep it in the same family, he said, she said. Yeah. Yep.
Did someone say Footloose already?
Yeah.
I started with
Footloose. I wrote it down. It's right there.
Oh, right, the first
one. Yeah.
I don't know why you're hiding them from me. They're the ones that we've already said.
There's more than that on this piece of paper, man. Like, it says how much news he's made. What if I decide to play that game again? You got another one?
No.
This is hard, right? For everybody that's not named Sam or Doug.
This moment.
I'm scared to go back and forth with Sam. I think he's going to take this down.
Which is ridiculous.
But let's not count Ben out yet. Okay, pretend the light just changed and you have to answer.
Are you issuing a red light challenge?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be so mad if I can't think of another Kevin Bacon movie. I probably have like 30 more in my head somewhere.
It's too vast. Exactly.
There's
it's
too many.
What if, okay, so Mike, describe the one you want to say. Describe it and see if that helps Ben.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sam, we're still going to be fine. We're right, still going to do fine, Sam. We still both have five more movies
right,
at least.
All right, fine.
This is like, there's a rather, what I would describe as a rather stuffy, perhaps chauvinistic general in the Navy who cannot handle any truth.
Oh, a few good men.
Yeah. Good job, Ben. I'll go with Super.
I'll go with Wild Things.
Okay, it's back to you, Ben.
Here we go, ready? Fake. All right, there's a Harvard grad who's got a case that could be too much for him, but he's going to stay up all night and really grill a guy who can't handle any truth.
Oh. A Few Good Men.
Correct. He wasn't that, you're right. But if you have another one, Ben, for us?
I can't believe I do not.
Really?
I'm really fucking embarrassed.
All the movies he's been in.
He
was in that one where they're over by the thing. And they're like, hey, what's that? Let's investigate.
What's the fucking name of the one where you can't see him?
I like anything where you're walking us through.
The one where you can't see him is every movie he's not in. You give up? Okay, you're out. It's a tough game.
Yeah. No, it should be easy.
It should be, but it's not. It's not when you're sitting up here. Switch seats with an audience member and let them play.
Which one?
None of them even look anxious to try at this point. I'll go with Flatliners.
I'll go with Hollow Man.
Son of a
Hollow Man. That was it. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Stir of Echoes.
Oh, this is going too fast. Friday the 13th.
Cop Car.
Don't stop, I'm close.
Son of a bitch.
Can't believe the exact fantasy I've always had is playing out. As long as I don't mess this up.
X-Men First Class?
Oh yeah, isn't it?
Oh. He gets a coin through his head.
See, what have I said?
Are you really out?
See, the problem is, the next time I play this game, I'm going to bring a piece of paper and a pen, because when the game first starts, my mind comes up with 30, and then as the game goes on, I forget the ones that I was already thinking about.
Same.
So I feel like it puts me at a distinct disadvantage.
No, but that happens to everybody, is they can't,
at 30.
They drop out of your brain. You think of a bunch of them, and then all this talk ruins it.
Yeah,
totally messes with your head. Because then you start thinking about other things.
Oh God,
bills
damn it.
That need to be paid. I'm at the end of my rope too. If you want to call it a tie, but if you want to think of another one, that'll force me to think of another one because I will not give up. I just thought of two.
I know I'm leaving huge ones on the table, but all right, we'll call it a tie. Or you can name your two.
I lied. I only thought of one.
All right.
I mean, I thought of two, but I'm trying to think of the name of the other one.
If you describe it to me, maybe I could guess.
I mean, was he in Murder in the First, or am I thinking of a different one?
I think he is.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Murder in the First with Christian Bale?
Nice.
All right, you're still in. Slater, I meant. Crazy Stupid Love.
Oh, right.
Everyone made the same. We
forgot about that one.
Wait, what was the one you just said? Oh, for Murder in the First.
Yeah, Murder in the First. No, I'm out.
Oh, come on, Sam.
Guys, I want to move the game along. What do you want from me? I don't want to sit here for 5 minutes coming up with another Kevin Bacon movie.
Right, that's not fun to listen to.
No, we've named the same amount.
Right?
Sing another song.
What?
I just remembered one which was also my most recent movie I saw. Although,
is he an Ali?
I'll say. Haven't seen it yet. Sounds great. I'll say I'm 90% sure he was in this. He's the type of person who can enter a movie an hour in, just be great for like 20 minutes of stuff, and then he goes away and you leave and you never... I think Black Mass. Wasn't he in that?
Yeah, he's in Black Mass.
And he enters like an hour in. You're like, you guys have new big stars? It's a great movie. It's very exciting. It's about real people, and they show photos at the end, and you're glad. You're glad they had fake people this time.
What's the one with Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, Picture Perfect.
Picture Perfect. I kept thinking Pitch Perfect. I'm like, that's not right. That's not right. All right, so Sam wins the game, and what movies did we miss?
Tremors,
of course. Tremors. Quicksilver.
Diner's
a huge one.
Man, we left big ones on
everyone the just said Tremors.
Tremors is a big one in the Kevin Bacon canon.
Someone yelled one from the back.
What's in the back?
R.I.P.D.
He's in R.I.P.D.? Had no idea. Yeah, I did not.
I thought that was called Ripped.
I did not see Ripped.
I think I know that book.
I thought it was the sequel to Pain and Gain. Oh, JFK, of course. Why don't we just, every time we play the game, someone should just go, JFK! No matter who the actor is.
Assumption.
Yeah, just throw it out there.
Isn't there a Western, too?
A Western? I don't know.
What
about, has he ever been a...
Oh, wait, yeah.
Was he ever a voice in a cartoon?
Silverado or the other one?
What?
I don't think so. I don't think he's in Tombstone or anything.
What?
No, it's not...
There's a lot of bacon in the old West.
I can't picture him in a Western, and no one else is yelling it out.
And bacon every day.
You're right.
So I don't
you're
think
right.
It's
he
true.
Is in a Western. Yeah. He is in a Western. Yeah.
Does anybody think guy. They know
you didn't
it?
Fucking believe me. Mm-hmm. Got angry.
What is it? Oh, you just want a donut?
Yeah.
Oh, nice crap, dude.
That was pretty sweet.
Oh, nice.
Oh, they're splitting it. That's so sweet. What a great first date. I don't know what Western he's in, but...
I'm going to tell you in a second.
Oh, Sam's looking
I'm on the case.
Dude, you had your phone this whole time?
This whole time.
Shit.
Yeah, that's how he's been doing it.
It's weird that people...
He's looking right at his phone going, wish I had a pen. What do you got, Sam?
The End of the Line?
No? That might be a Western, but... What was the one where he had to transport the body of the military officer... Taking Chance.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, good job.
Wow. I don't know. I can't find it, but I'm doing a bad job.
I can't picture him in a Western.
Yeah, I thought I would have sworn, but maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Be fun to see.
Yeah, right? Maybe he'll make
it. Oh, here it is. My dog, Skip.
I got it. I'm so glad we figured that out.
Digging to China.
Yep.
Digging to China.
Digging to China is one.
Kevin Bacon, you guys.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, he's been in some movies.
Pull that one out right at the end.
Yeah. But Sam won.
All right.
Sam's our official winner. And now, all these players, for the first time ever, are going to attempt the reverse Malton game.
Oh, boy.
No applause for that.
It's like, how does that work?
It's like Leonard Maltin game, but instead you're going to be bidding on how many names from the movie you think you can name. And and then if somebody challenges you, you have to do it.
So we know the movie, and then we have to...
Yeah, you'll find out the movie ahead of time. Sam gets to go first. He's going to pick from three different films.
It'd be hard to bid if we didn't know the movie ahead of time.
But that would be interesting. Just start the bidding, you guys. I can name five names. All right, the film is Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. What? I can't. I mean, the film is Newsies. All right, so Sam's going to start, then we'll go to you, Ben, and Sam gets to pick between these three films. Okay. Which one of these do you think you can name the most actors? Sam.
Yes.
And also, someone's getting a call over there in the office. They're not like listed in order here, so I have to figure out what the connection is sometimes.
All right.
I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Which one of these can you name more people from? Aliens, The Abyss, or Avatar?
Wow.
Yeah, you're right. James Cameron likes movies that begin with the letter A.
Sure does.
The Aliens,
yeah.
Abyss, or the Avatar?
I will go with Aliens.
All right. Leonard lists seven names. How many of those, Sam, do you think you can name right here on the spot in any order?
Mm-hmm.
Or you die.
Oh, God damn it. I'll say four. I know, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We know he could do four. That's a reasonable bid. Ben, do you think you could name more than four people that were in Aliens?
Yes.
You think you can?
Yeah, I think I can name five.
He says five. People are excited.
Haven't
now,
seen
Mike,
it.
Now, Mike, you can either... You can either challenge Ben to name all five, and if he fails, then you'll get a point, or you can bid six or seven.
My heart is pounding.
Take it up a notch or two.
There's some actual thing on the line here.
There is. Somebody's giving a bag of crap. Stuff.
For me, though.
A bag of stuff.
I'll show my cards and say I'm 100% sure about knowing one. And I don't want to say who she is. I'm going to challenge. I'm going
to
challenge.
Oh, I have to do it. Okay.
Yeah, so you're going to have to do it now. You're going to have to name five actors in any order, and we'll count them off, but I won't tell you if you're right about all of them until you're done.
Sigourney Weaver.
That's correct. Oh, and I'm out.
Lance Henriksen, Bill Paxton, Michael Biehn, Paul Reiser.
Those are all correct. Good job.
Nicely done, sir.
Booyah!
Nicely done. What's the woman, Jeannie?
Jeanette Goldstein.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was.
And then the other name listed here is the little girl, Newt.
Newt?
Who is played by Carrie Henn.
What'd you fucking put her in, George?
Lips.
Hey, looking at
lips.
Your lips.
No. Grenadine.
Dur. Yeah.
All right, so congratulations to Ben for getting a point. And next we're going to start with Sam again, and then it goes to Mike. And I'm just going to eliminate those movies we just played so I don't make any mistakes. All right. Sam.
Yeah.
Which one of these movies do you know the most actors from? She's having a baby. That's weird coincidence. Baby's Day Out. Or Out of Sight.
Baby's Day Out.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo! Holy shit. Leonard called it a bomb, you know.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie.
A baby bomb. 1994.
Yeah.
Is the year it's released. I also like Leonard said, when he uses the word plot in the review, it's in quotes. The plot. It really is. We'll talk about it after we play this because one of the actors, something happens that really amuses me. But nine names, Sam. I think.
Three.
Let me double check here.
Three.
Yeah, nine names. He says three, Mike. Can you name more than three people in Baby's Day Out?
I can do nine. Wait. I think I was thinking of a different movie. I'm going to challenge. I was thinking of 12 Angry Men. And I think I can almost do nine of that.
So you're challenging Sam to come up with three people for from Baby's Day Out. Go, Sam.
Laura Flynn Boyle, Joe Mantegna, Joe Pantoliano.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was the twins that played the baby.
I was going to say, interesting he didn't do the baby, but that's fine.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, Jacob and Adam Wharton.
Is it Brian Haley?
Brian Haley's in it?
Yeah.
Brian Haley, Joey Pants, and Joe Mantegna are three guys that are trying to get this baby for some reason because it's got diamonds in its diaper or something. Yeah. And like they get tortured by this baby. And my favorite is when the baby takes a Bic lighter.
Yep, and is hiding under Mantegna's crotch.
Yeah, and lights his dick and balls on fire.
On fire.
With a lighter. And yeah. It's a fucking baby.
It's a baby working a Bic.
Never have special effects been used to greater good.
Yeah.
That was Adam Wharton that day. I remember it.
Yeah. There you go. And Mini-Me was the double for the baby in that movie. And apparently was a complete drunken menace on the set. So was Fred Dalton Thompson was in it.
Oh, right.
Eddie Bracken,
Senator.
John Neville, and I think Cynthia Nixon played the baby's mom, I think.
No, Laura Flynn Boyle was the mom.
Oh, okay. So what was Cynthia Nixon was just a pal?
The nanny,
friend?
I think.
A nanny.
Yeah.
Okay. She played Miranda.
Yeah, she's the one who's with the big book reveal at the end. That's how they know where to find the baby, based on his favorite book. Yeah, I've seen the picture. Guys.
Holy shit.
Oh, nice call.
I can't believe you just called it a picture. I saw that film.
Mm-hmm.
Quite good.
You know me, I'm old school, Doug.
All right, so Sam's on the board with 1 point. I hope Mike gets a point, because I love a good tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. But this time, Ben gets to pick, and then it's going to come right back at you, Mike, so get ready. Ben, which one of these movies can you name more actors from? Caddyshack, The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, or Zombieland?
Holy shite.
Which one of those can you name more peeps? Would you like to hear them again?
No. I'd like to think about it for a moment, if I may.
I'm pretty sure lots of moments are going by.
Well, that's the nature of this game, is it requires you to do a lot of thinking before you make your choice.
It's true. You know. Usually the guests, their thinking process is, they say out loud, I have no idea who's in this movie.
Right.
And then that just ruins it.
Yeah.
If you come in, Ben, if you come in confident,
okay,
you can trick the other guys.
All right.
Not Sam, but if Sam wasn't here.
Do you think it's too late for that now?
I think so.
Okay.
Because you've really, really had to think about it.
So I'll just try to be honest?
No, don't be honest. Oh. Just pick a movie.
Oh.
For crying out, fuck.
Would you mind reading them to me again?
Caddyshack? You've seen that, right?
I have, yeah. Heard of it.
Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Zombieland?
It's definitely between the first two, but I'm going to have to say Caddyshack.
You're not a big Zombieland guy?
I don't think I could name too many people from it. I'm not saying I didn't like it, but...
All right.
They all had that zombie show.
Do you understand the thematic connection between the three?
It's hard to tell who is who.
What's Do you understand that? Why I put those three movies together?
Wait, what are they again?
Forget it.
Caddyshack.
So which one are you going with? Caddyshack?
Caddyshack. Okay. What's the other two? Zissou?
Life Aquatic Zizou? With Steve Zissou.
And Zombie.
And Zombieland. Yeah.
No, yeah. What's the connection?
We'll find out later.
Jesus?
Yeah, Jesus is in all of them.
Jesus is in
Jesus
every one
has
of
a cameo in
the
each
directors
one.
All yeah. were religious.
Wes Anderson directed all three pictures.
Right.
I called the pictures again. That's what I want you to take away from that.
Leonard says this movie has...
Couldn't keep it to himself, he had to say it.
Yeah, it has...
I think I'm getting into his head a little bit.
9 people are in the Caddyshack movie that Leonard thinks are worth listing. One of the names is particularly delightful. How many can you name, Ben Bailey?
Me? How many can I name?
Mm-hmm, you pick the movie. You get to bid first.
Just give me a moment.
How many? Oh, more moments?
No, one more.
Welcome back to Moments with Ben Bailey.
Hello, everyone. Let's take a moment.
How many out of 9 can you name? If you can't name 4, you should just go ahead and step into traffic.
I'm Is that directed just at me, or
people
like, there
in
might
general?
Be a lot of young people listening.
Maybe young people can't name
they're
four,
go out
but
and walk
they
into
should
the road.
They should grow up.
Because they never even heard of Caddyshack.
I can't say anymore. Sam will get mad at me. Okay, Ben's out. How many?
Five.
He says five, Mike O'Brien.
Am I supposed to just decide that in a fucking half a second? Jeez.
Yes, just say fucking one. If you can only think of one, just say one. Let's
five.
Move it along.
Five.
He says five.
I'm a definite four, so I'm going to have to challenge.
Oh, Sam got shut out.
And I'm double down on it just from the pain I'm causing.
But this could
Sam.
Be great. But this could be great because if he fails to name five, then we're going to have a three-way tie and Sam will be back in business. But if he names them, he wins.
Is Chevy Chase in that film?
Just say five people that you think are in the film, not as a question. This isn't Jeopardy. And then I will tell you if you win or not.
Why are you talking to me that way?
Because...
I thought we were friends, Doug.
Because...
You invite me out to these things. You treat me poorly. I'm here for you, you know? I have a family.
You should... You should really be thinking about Caddyshack right now.
You, I made you laugh, you son of a bitch.
I mean, everyone's got
you're
a family.
You're trying so hard. You're like... Okay.
I got a show to run.
Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, Ted Knight, Rodney Dangerfield.
Those are my four PS.
I mean, that was four.
That was four, buddy. Now you got to pull one of those ones out that's tougher.
Which ones did I say? I said Chevy Chase.
You said the four that I said you should know.
Ted Knight, Rodney Dangerfield.
Said the four obvious ones. The ones on the poster. Oh, there's one more person on the poster, though. Shh, I've said too much.
Noonan.
Who was that guy?
I don't know that fucking guy's name.
So you're not going to do this? No, I am excited about going to a tiebreaker.
Dude, give me a second. Give me 1 second.
What do you think's going to happen? Caddyshack, you know it or you don't.
Fucking gopher's name or something. Oh, it's so obvious. We could have quit after Aliens. Like, I was so embarrassed about Kevin Bacon. And then I came back, and now I'm going to be fucking humiliated again.
No, there'll still be a tiebreaker. Everybody still gets to play after you fail at this obvious... No, it's not obvious. It's tough.
Just
it's tough, because it's all just a bunch of people. It's not four of the biggest comedy stars of the time. It's just other actors that were in this.
Who played the priest?
I've said too much!
Who played the priest?
Nobody knows who played the fucking priest.
The guy got hit by lightning.
Sam couldn't tell you who played the priest.
I'll bet you he could.
He can't. He's shaking his head no. Use your eyes.
Say it, man.
If we're just like
Ben only notices
on
things
couch,
if it's in his rearview mirror.
You really do just bring me out here to abuse me. I can't think of
a... There's a new stoner game show where you get into a van and you ride around and answer questions. It's called Cash Dab.
Doug, your
phone. And we get really fucked up. It was like that.
This girl's trying to give me
clues. He's not going to be able to see. All right, give up. Give up.
I will
give up.
Never give up.
Give up. You have to give up. We got
to
wrap this up. There's going
to
be another show up here in a little bit.
They have another show in this place.
They do. They run shows all night long.
For hours.
Yeah, no, we got a
midnight show.
We got to wrap it up. We got 3 minutes to wrap this thing up, and we still got to play a tiebreaker because you're not going to get it.
Okay, Chevy Chase.
Really?
Bill Murray. Ted Knight.
You're at three now.
You can't even...
Rodney,
you're going backwards on this, huh?
And
you can't get any respect, can you?
I already said Rodney. He's one of the first guys I said.
Did you ever play Dangerfields in New York?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Cool.
What a dump.
Yeah, he's not kidding around.
Great club. It's a great club.
All right, so you give up.
I can't believe it, but I think I have.
Yeah. Well, like the main kid in it was played by Michael O'Keefe.
Right.
And then Lacey Underalls was Cindy Morgan.
Let's not forget Brian Doyle.
Brian Doyle Murray was, of course, that would have been maybe the one you could have pulled out. Scott Columbia, and then Sarah Holcomb, and then Leonard actually lists the gopher. And what do you think he's called, Sam?
Oh,
you know?
Oh, God. It's like, I don't know, Phil?
It's so stupid. Chuck E. Rodent.
Oh, my God.
Would have been a hell of a win with that.
We've got a three-way tie!
At least there wasn't, like, another really big name on there. That would have been humiliating.
No, well, that's, you probably would have thought of it if there was another big name.
I thought there was. I'm like, fuck, who is it? It's obvious. Yeah. But no.
Yeah, Brian Doyle Murray would have been a good guess.
That would have been good.
Yeah. All right, so I get to pick the movie for this final round, so we don't have to waste that time. And we will start with you, Sam.
Oh, boy.
Me?
Yeah, we'll start with you, Sam. And then Mike challenged Ben, so we go to Mike. So, Ben, you might not even have to worry about it. You might just sit here for the rest of the show.
I'll take my time.
Thanks, man.
Doing nothing. No, I'm saying, I think you guys might tear it down.
I'm slowing everybody down. Huh?
It's all good.
Sam?
Yes?
The film is Jackie Brown.
Oh.
Yep. From 1997. Leonard says it's leisurely paced. Fuck you, Leonard. I'm not that mad about it.
Does he listen? Does he ever listen to this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's sitting at home right now going, fuck you, Doug. He gives it back. Nine names, Sam.
Eight.
Doug spit up his drinking water.
I'm doing a dragged out spit take.
To the home listeners.
What?
I'm going to go nine.
He says eight names, Mike.
Nine.
You can name nine out of nine in Jackie Brown.
Oh, Jackie Brown.
Yeah. A solid bit. Gets me every time. A solid bit. I fall for it every time.
I'm going to have to challenge.
All right, Mike's challenging you, Sam. You got to come up with eight out of the nine names.
All right.
This is going to be impressive.
Yeah. All right. Pam Grier, Robert Forster, Samuel L. Jackson, Robert De Niro, Bridget Fonda, Michael Keaton, Michael Bowen, and...
Do this, I'm so close.
Chris Tucker.
That's correct! And the ninth name is Sid Haig. Yeah,
good thing
so,
I did not say nine.
Yeah, I was like, "This he better pull some Tucker out right now, because I don't think he's going to Haig.
No Haig.
I don't think that's what he's going to do. No Haig. All right, so Sam, who are you playing for again?
I was playing for Daniel's son.
Daniel, right up front.
Congratulations, dude.
There you go. There's your name tag back. And we need a shithead from the person that Ben was playing for. Batmanda. Where you at, Batmanda?
She's got it in for a mountain.
Do you have yeah, K3. She's K3 is a shithead.
Shittiest fucking mountain.
Do you have a shithead, Amanda? Somebody want me to call a shithead? Or did you leave as soon as you saw Ben was playing for you?
Oh, that's nice. That's really nice.
What's your shithead, Amanda?
Right here.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Hey, Amanda, come on up, why don't you?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
That's a long one. Yeah, oh, wait, yeah. I know what it is.
What?
I heard it from. I only heard one syllable from all the way over here, and I know who she's talking about.
Oh, okay. And can I see your name tag there, Mike? I think it's got a shithead on the back. Looks like it. Oh, okay.
Is it me?
No. It's not you. What do you got to plug, Ben? What's going on? Why? What brings you to Los Angeles? A cab?
Every time. Every single time. Yeah. Yes.
You got a show this weekend?
Yeah. I took a cab here.
You're going to be at the Improv?
Took a cab to Los
Improv
Angeles.
Comedy Club? We got to wrap it up, buddy.
Oh. You fucking started this
Improv. I'm trying to give you some plugs.
I don't have anything to plug, dude.
Really?
You're not the Improv this weekend? I'll be on season four of Unforgettable on A&E.
Oh, okay. That's why you're in L.A.?
No, that's not why I'm in L.A.
What are you doing in L.A.?
I
did a show at the Improv this past Saturday.
Oh, it was last weekend. Yeah,
it's a little late.
All right, so
plug that one.
Get in your DeLoreans and go see
February.
His show last weekend.
Honolulu, Hawaii, February 27th.
Do you know the venue?
No.
All right, good luck, Honolulu. Yep. Find
Start
Ben
looking.
Bailey.
You have 3 months. You can figure it out.
Mike O'Brien, what's going on with you, buddy?
I've got a sketch comedy album coming out October 30th.
So what's that called?
That's my birthday, man.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Thanks, dude.
It's called Tasty Radio. And it's sketches with friends of mine that I recorded in New York a few years ago.
Cool.
Oh, dude, I totally have
look
a,
for that.
A new. I'm sorry, dude. I totally have a new stand-up special I forgot to mention.
Oh, that's not, it's just
called,
so unlike you.
It's Ben Bailey Live and Uncensored.
Oh,
yeah.
Finally.
Sorry, I apologize.
Finally, we can hear what you're really thinking.
Yeah.
I like it.
No problem. Happy birthday.
Thanks, dude.
Sam's got a web show from Austin that he's not sure when you could see it. What's it called again?
It's called Crunch Time.
Crunch Time. And yeah. What else is going on, buddy?
Well, I've got a sketch CD coming out on October 30th, and I'll be in Honolulu.
Shit, that's fucking
awesome.
Crazy,
oh,
man.
Holy shit, is that you guys have some?
Dude, this is
going to
be the best birthday of my life.
Oh, sweet. I will see you there. Oh, and you can always see me on Kevin Pollak's chat show, streaming every Sunday.
There you go.
Thank you. You're correct.
Doug Loves Movies returns to Zanies in Nashville on Tuesday, November 10th. Thanks again to all of my guests, Sam Levine, Mike O'Brien, and Ben Bailey.
Thank you, Doug.
And as always, Martin Stiegler, is that his name? The guy who made, what? Scarelli? The guy that made AIDS drugs really expensive, yeah. Who's the biggest asshole alive, is a shithead. Yeah. Yeah, he's the worst. He's almost as bad as a comedian's talking off mic when he's supposed to be supposed to be gone.
Same
dude,
crime.
We should do a chant or something to fuck that. Like, he's an extra colossal douche.
He's the worst, right?
I didn't, yeah. I only saw the headline, but I saw that there was another drug company that's making the same drug now for $1 a pill. That's
good for them.
Excellent. Fuck that guy.
That drug company's the opposite of a shithead.
Yep.
That's what I have to say.
Sorry, I was moved.
All right. And the Russian client that calls me 40 times a day at work is a shithead.